Just a short follow-up on yesterday's letter. I'm much better. And I found myself more relaxed than I have been in years. It's so great. I keep forgetting how long it takes for my system to unwind. And I also often neglect how sensitive I actually am. I realize how I build up stress unknowingly in my regular life and see that I need to make a few changes. The sweet sense of a relaxed me is too precious to waste. Thank you for a very beautiful and penetrating satsang with a song full of gratitude from Poonam. So now you're back now, Poonam. You see, I didn't answer your other letter, and many times it is like that, because I know you haven't really landed, and it's much better you get this realization for yourself, and only God knows when it will happen. But when it happens, then I'm much more comfortable talking to you. Because otherwise there's always something you are asking for. That means you are struggling. That means you are in conflict. No, you say, I found myself more relaxed than I have been in years. I keep forgetting how long it takes for my system to unwind. And that's something everybody should remember, how long it takes to unwind. That's what I'm trying to do here. That's why I have longer retreats. But you don't know how tense you are, how much time you need. So only when you drop out of this can you see like this, I'm forgetting how long it takes for my system to unwind. Because your system is so used to carrying a lot of stress and mind and feelings and emotions and chaos and projections and ideas. So how can you find peace? There's always something happening. But no, at least it's happened for you. I also often neglect how sensitive I actually am. Another thing, everybody does. Human beings are very sensitive beings. But you all have forgotten. No, you say, I often neglect how sensitive I actually am. Very often you neglect. Very, very often. And you don't even know it before you come out of it, like you are now. Then first you can take notice. And this is one of the courage, what I mean, to stand up for this sensitivity, this insight that you feel. Because you will be challenged again. Your whole society wants you to function like a machine. That's what you're used to. It's almost a miracle to fall out of it, to see, to become relaxed, to become sensitive again. And seeing these things, that how long it takes the system to unwind. And you are not new in it. You've been with me a long time. And again, no, you see. And I felt it was a good reminder because many people are here. Even if they've been around, they are still unwinding. You are still unwinding. Because you have two sides, or you have in fact many, many sides. And before you are totally committed, you will always be split, you will always be in a conflict. And that you cannot be before you start seeing this, how sensitive you really are. I actually am. I realize how I build up stress unknowingly in my regular life. And it doesn't help that I'm telling you. You have to see it. Only when you see something, then know you have the chance to change it. I talk about it all the time, but you always think it has to do with someone else. Yeah, not me. No, not me. But it has to do with you. But you are still not unwinded enough. You still haven't seen how sensitive you really are. So you're still going on with all this other garbage you're carrying, keeping your stress, your tensions, your anger, your jealousy, your fears, your guilt, all this stuff. Then how can you find peace then? I realize how I build up stress unknowingly in my regular life. And I see that I need to make a few changes. Very good. Start with only a few. If you can do only a few, it's great. At least you have started. What I'm talking about is total change. Not a few. In toto. Total. But very few has that intensity to see it, that clarity to see it. I go on reminding special people who are close to me, you have to be taught that. You don't really know what it means. You are so used to carrying all these things. You are so used to being tight. I have to unwind you. Then when you start remembering, and the more you remember, of course, the more you want to, because you feel, oh my God, this is what I've been longing for. But then again, you forget when you go away. Then you get involved again. This, I see that I need to make a few changes. The sweet sense of a relaxed me is too precious to waste. It is too precious. And this preciousness is what I want to share with you. But you cannot even sense it before you have unwinded, before you have started stopping, before you get really interested in making a few changes, and then more changes, and more changes. And I remind you, drop everything. You can dance with, in my dance with the backpack. It looks awkward. Yeah, sometimes, because I love you, so I try, even with the backpack. But it's not so gracious. And then I give up. But some, I know that the backpack is almost gone. Almost gone. They don't even need to, it's so many ways to drop the backpack. For some it's like glued, super glue, you know, it's like glued on. It's very difficult to get it off. And some, I just tickle and just one little dance and then it falls in the dance. And then just stay, you know, stay here now, then they forget the whole backpack. And then they get you get used to a new sense of freedom. And then you will never touch it again. Thank you for a very beautiful and penetrating satsang with a song full of gratitude from Poonam. Very good. Thank you for listening. No, we take that other letter. Huh? Just a reminder. From your easy, relaxed, and high realization, you see our struggles, and sometimes I feel as if you can't understand our difficulties to get out of the mud. Since I'm feeling a bit discouraged at the moment, although it seems to shift. Yes, that's again what I remind you about. Wait a little bit. You see, shift happened. Don't get stuck in the mud. Focus more to get out of it. It would be really good if you could talk a bit about your own process and the difficulties you faced. I can't remember any difficulty. But that is me. I've been too busy living to focus on any difficulties. But I always had that intensity. And I've always been very fearless. So I've been in very crazy situations. And many of you, you come so protected, so boring, so dead lives. And you never had any experience from life. And I would like to spin the whole world around and throw you out in it. Just to see, get some guts, see how you're functioning. Which is the best group? How can you trust yourself when you don't even know how to function? You don't even trust yourself in this world. You are playing it so safe, so goody-goody, that maybe we all get diabetes. What was your mud like? The only mud I remember was taking mud bath, which they say is very good. So even mud I enjoy, because everything has its time. No, you just use the right things for the right purposes, not like you mix everything up. No, you can't do that. You have to use the mud what it's supposed to be. Then it's good. I have a hard time seeing what is mine and what is not. But this also, you see, this all these things is coming from a mind that is in unbalance, is all over the place. And when you're coming back to yourself more and more, you start seeing things more clearly. So everything happens and you start coming back to yourself. Then you are not so, how can you know what is right and what is wrong? And anybody can fool you because you have no idea, you don't have any place you are coming from that is real. You are not solid. So anything, you will become shaky and you will listen and you will think. You cannot be sure before you coming back to your own center. In Vipassana the other day, you suddenly appeared. We were at base camp in the Himalayas. I have no idea of how you and the Himalayas got in here. You said to me, we are not so high now, only 1,000 meters, let's go higher. Okay, I said, then you disappeared. But the energy was going up, 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 up. Then again, you came over a snowy edge of some mountains, riding your horse. How did you get there? And the horse in the Himalayas? Weird. This is 2,000 meters, Poonam, you said. Are you prepared to go a little bit higher? Yes, Master, I replied. Okay, let's go, you said. I followed, and I think we got to 3,000 meters before the meditation ended. I was beginning to lose my stamina, and when I opened my eyes, quite astonished about the whole encounter, I thought, oh my God, the highest peak is over 8,000 meters. Holy shit, I'm getting so pooped at only 3. This is the thing, I have to take it slowly, prepare you. And this has to come from you. You know, first 1,000 meters, and you see, okay, you're functioning there. 2,000 meters, you function. Now you're getting it. 3,000 meters, you're functioning. 4,000 meters. 80,000 meters, you're functioning there. With love and kindest affection, Poonam. P.S. What is that figure standing above your head in the edge of the screen right behind you in satsang? What a funny guy. Funny? Funny only if you compare with something. What you compare with now, funny? Things are only funny if you compare. What the funny? You are pretty funny. This guy, this is not a guy, this is a god. This is Garuda. Garuda, he is one of the helpers to the gods. He's all over the East. He's in Hinduism, he's in Buddhism. And he's half man, half bird, but very big. They say his wings, they have different kinds. And of course, like all these kind of creatures, they can change shape from small to big. But he can get wings like miles long. Then when he comes on a mission from the gods, he makes big hurricanes just with his wind. But he fights the dark forces. Garuda means somebody who has very good, strong wings. That's what I want you to have, strong winds, so you can fly, so you don't fall. When you fall, when you hide, then you kill yourself. You have to have strong wings. And this Garuda, they have a whole army of it when it was, even in Bhagavad Gita they have this. And maybe something in it, because they have found now, even signs, that they had these huge flying creatures, no? From the distant past, when the dinosaurs and all this. And in meditations, the mystics, they come in a place where time is no more as you are used to it, so the future and past, everything is now. So maybe they have seen some. And these Garudas, they were special to fight against the Nagas. The Nagas, that is the serpents, big snakes under the earth, no? Because snakes, they like dark places and they like to hide. They're very creepy, crawly people. So this is the dark forces, the Nagas, and these Garudas fight them. The Nagas hated this because they killed them. They killed the serpents, no? So this is all stories that you also have. We have this snake nature in you. But you have also something higher, no? That can uproot it, that can kill it. So not the word about the funny guy. This is a Garuda, he's my old friend. Even many times they can ride in the feathers, the people, you know, that love, they have an intimate relationship with these birds, and they can just sit inside like that and hold on. That's how big it is. Just like all the fairy tales, like that. He might, the poor Garuda, might look funny and strange for you, but if he had seen you, what would he think? What would he think then? Imagine if you had been alone walking over the field and a whole army of flying Garudas, a whole flock will come, just like in Ibirakera and all the birds goes to the island, no? It's a whole tribe of Garudas coming, and then they see one human being. What is that? Funny! Be careful what you say, you might meet these people. Where is Tisha? That's why it's so great to be here. I enjoy everything in this silent retreat. The sitting, the walking meditation, the beauty outside, snow, mountains, the cozy, embracing atmosphere, and of course, the satsangs. It feels like I'm part of one whole organism. And I love to float around in it. You are, and I'm happy you're feeling it, because you are a sensitive woman, and just to stop and be quiet, your whole being is longing for that. And we never have the opportunity. In these modern societies and in this stressful life, everybody has forgotten what is most important. So I'm happy, now is the time you can really allow yourself to go in and enjoy it. I feel like I'm part of the whole organism and I love to float around in it. There are moments when I feel totally in love with everything, also myself, and I really start to enjoy being me, feeling my energy, vulnerability to be in my body. It is amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing. But it's happening. Be happy. And take it with you is very important. Because people, they've been floating around for so long, you have to come back. Start enjoying the little things. But when sharing my experience in the inquiry into now, I started to feel negativity and doubt, like I'm too much, maybe this is not true, I'm just so superficial. I shouldn't expose myself so much, and so on and so forth. And suddenly I wasn't so joyful anymore. I saw how I judge myself in the eyes of the other. Even when the idea that comes from the other, I also observed that I started to get irritated with the ones around me. I always try to remind you of all the sides of life. It's just to integrate all sides, no? But it's difficult to be alone, but for you, and for, depending on where you are in your evolution, in your process, sometimes, like now, it feels like totally the right thing. You can really enjoy the silence. Maybe you should just go for that. Because first you have to be settled in yourself. We are so shaky, like a leaf in the wind, that now when you start feeling that center, that beauty, that peace, that harmony, then anything from the outside can disturb it. That's what happened with people. But here you are safe, you are with fellow travelers. But that's why people never can go very deep, because they're always disturbed as such from the outside, no? And seekers, meditators, lovers of truth, of silence, they have always been attracted to nature, to the mountain, to the forest, to the desert, away from people. And because of this reason, that nothing disturbs them, no? So it's very beautiful, but you should also, after you find your center, you should also share. It is a time where you are lost, it's a time where you have to find yourself, and it's a time where you have to share what you find. So just be sensitive with this, and watch yourself when all this projection comes up, because it's natural. Just watch at the mind. And that's the thing, if you can't make it, manage it here, where your whole focus is on yourself and being alert and taking care of that space, it's impossible to do it outside, because you're always so occupied. So that's why I want you to practice. Because in this light, you always have people around you. And you should be centered enough that they shouldn't disturb you. They shouldn't disturb your space. Just trust yourself more. I'm very grateful for this experience and this insight, because even though I know I'm judging a lot, it was so clear how I do it. Yes, this is the first really ray of light that you really see it. And when you have seen it, then you have that reference. No, you know. Then you can always catch your mind. No, you know. When you haven't have a clear insight, then you never know. The mind never knows. When you have seen it, then you know. Then it's very easy that it happens again. And that's where you have to be even more alert. Don't put yourself in the same situation. Now you have more awareness. And this awareness, this consciousness, it demands that you taking more care of yourself. This love demands surrender. Just like that. You have to give yourself over to it. If you really want to walk with awareness, with love, then you have to give yourself over that. Before you had so many other friends that all you made you afraid and made you guilty and all this, this was your playmates. No. Find new friends, no. But then you have to be single-minded, focused. This is what I want. I don't want to go back there. This is something new is happening now. And our habit is such that even if this new is happening, it's very difficult to realize it, because it never happened before. So even when it's happening, and it happens very, very seldom, you can be very wavery. Just like it's one more thing in your ordinary life. No, it's the thing. Forget everything. But still I find it a bit hard to understand how I can let myself just be and enjoy so much in the silence. Yeah, because you are not used to enjoying yourself so much and having this peace and this harmony. So it's a little bit difficult for the mind. Is this me? Feeling peaceful and feeling so good and harmonious? What is happening? It can't be true. This is how the mind is. Yes, it is you. This is the thing. No, you have to take care of that. Because it's still very fragile. But now you know that it's there, then everything changes. When you know it's there, now you can have a new focus now in life. And the more attention, the more you are devoted to that, the more it will take care of you. The more integrated it will be. And the quicker it will be. And it's difficult to understand that I put myself down so much as soon as I talk or relate to someone. And a bit difficult to accept that it is so easy to lose this beautiful, relaxed space in silence and fall into this heavy habit. But this is how it is. This new space is very, very light. It's very fragile. And this old is very, very heavy. This is what you're saying yourself. So that's what I mean. You need dedication. You need courage to go with that fragile little thing, very light, and don't get sucked into that heavy. No, you have seen it, so then it's possible. The great thing is that I came back to it again and I could start to enjoy. There are still some shadows left after the experience, but I choose to take it as a reminder of what I have to work on, especially when leaving this silence, which I found very difficult. Yes, you have to take it with you. And silence is bliss. And it's much more important to be blissful in silence than to go on talking and being confused. And if you have that realization, then it's much better. In fact, the world doesn't need people who talk. Everybody just talk. Everybody talks and nobody listens. So if you have one of those fortunate few that you know, I just want to be silent, you have my blessings. Very good. Talk as little as possible. That's a great meditation also. And then you realize how much you talk unnecessary. First, you have to become aware of how much you talk physically, the words. Then you become more aware how your mind is thinking, the inner chatter. That is much more difficult. It goes steps by steps. So this is a very good insight, Disha. Thank you so much for sharing your love and presence. In your energy, it is possible for me to dare to go deeper. That's exactly how it is. I will give you the courage that you dare to go deeper. My gratitude is beyond words. Lots of love, Pramdisha. Right. Now you take care of this precious gift. Because it's difficult to find, and you see even here how much difficulty some people have. Because they don't know how much they are carrying, they don't know how much is they taking with them. Beloved, beautiful Swara, my heart is in such a deep gratitude for the delightful cooking you are putting me through, and it observes silently the retching of my personality. My heart is happy, but my ego is far from silent. As if my ego is again gathering its troops for the crusade, more and more violently tramping around in the home of my heart. Being the rebel I never was as a child, I had to behave to do the right things, not disappoint, and finding games to avoid punishment. Out of this came a personality convinced that the only way to survive is to please, to be good, clever, say the right things, do the right things, mingle with the right people, become friends with them, unconsciously selling my soul to the evil. I slowly realized how deep my fear has been. I see more and more, and I have written to you about it earlier somehow, but the grip is so strong and suffocating. I know the only remedy is seeing it again and again from all necessary angles until it can't hold on any longer, and the let go happens. But Sujan, don't get stuck in the seeing, because you have seen. When you are blind, the first thing the healer has to do is regain your sight for you. No, now you can see. When you see, then you see the problem. No, but don't get stuck just seeing. It's something that calls for action. That's where you are. Action. Otherwise, you can sit and see and see and see. You have seen. When you see something, it demands action. Only then will you integrate your understanding what you have seen. It's enough of being a goody-goody. No, this goody-goody won't help now. You have to be strong, strong like steel, like a lion. That's what seeing is calling for. No, stand up for what you see. You have to remold yourself. When you see something, then you see. Then you have to integrate it as such. It's not enough to see it. You have to integrate it, to live it, to stand up for what you see. That's where you are going wrong. Otherwise, you can still play it safe and just keep it in the mind. In this, I'm seeing how patience is mending. Patience with trust that it all is happening in its own time, as you say. Trust that I'm part of a bigger plan. Trust that I will be able to function without the personality my ego thinks I am. Trust that I'm not the failure my ego thinks I am. Patience for letting my ego exhaust itself so it, the silence can come, the real silence. No, this seeing and this patience enough. You can sit there and pray to God for the rest of your life. It doesn't help. God will not come. You have to move. You have to move. You have to stand up for it. This is how existence is testing you. Cahil Gibran said, if you are so lucky, if love knocks on your door and invites you for a walk, come. He calls into your dark house, come for a morning walk. Are you going to sit there and say, I see you. How nice. I see you. You're inviting me. How nice. I'm so fortunate. And then love goes, This is getting a little boring. This person is not so quick. I thought she would scream and run. You have to move. And in that moving, then a whole new thing happens that you will also integrate. Yes, many, many people don't see. It's fantastic to see, to start see. It's like opening a whole new dimension of your being. But it's not enough just to see. You have to stand up for what you see, what you understand. You have to stand up for your own realizations, your insights, your truth, your love. This is how love, how insight is challenging you. If you have understood, if you say you have understood, okay, show me then. Enough of talking. Show me. That's what I'm trying all the time. If you see, you see. Say you see it, you feel it, okay, let's go. Then not turning back, drop everything. If you've seen the importance, the beauty of what is happening, then you will drop everything. Or at the most, one reminder. Ah, I'm still carrying, okay, poof, go. No, this trust is not enough. It's just a trick of the mind. This patience and this trust. Patience will happen. Trust will happen. Beauty will happen. Light will happen. But not now. You have still work to do. That patience, that trust, that surrender, that beauty, that harmony, it will come when you have stood up for it. When you have first you have to be, change this goody-goody into steel. Then when you know you have that, then you can relax. Then you can relax, because then you know. And this is the problem, because you see this, you always been so goody-goody, and you always played all these things, and you always been the personality, and the pleasing, and good, and clever, and do the right thing. You have, the only thing is that this is not the place to rebel. Because some idiots is also that. When this rebellion, this revolution comes out in you, which is supposed to come out, Then don't be stupid and act it out with your friends, your fellow travelers. Get it out of your system. Don't by being an idiot to the beautiful meditators like some people are. This is the whole thing. You have to be strong now, because I know, I heard you wanted, and you left your things there, your work and everything, and your intentions are good, but it's not enough. You also made problems. Because you say you were going to do, you're going to be goody-goody, but then you wishy-washy. You have to be more straight and see what you can do. First, see what you can do. Do I really want to do this? Then you say you do it, then no problem. Otherwise, you're just creating, and many people are like that. They're saying too much things and then nothing happens. And they just create a lot of things. We're going to do that, or we have that idea, and then, oh yes, I will do that. Goody, goody, goody. But you're just creating much more work for other people. And many people have this very deep in them. You are not helping in that way. If you say something, stand up for it. Otherwise, sip it. I don't know why, beloved, but to me it seems your satsangs are becoming more and more powerful, as if your injections are more and more concentrated. Or maybe I have become more receptive, or maybe both. I'm just in total awe of the splendor of the drops you're pouring into us. My mind goes berserk in the effort of finding the right words of what I feel, what I am, in you, in me. But I don't care, I can't express it. That's the best, just drop it. When words come from you, they come as a golden drops, beautifully distilled from the sea of love. Again and again, I find myself laughing and crying all in one, living the beauty of you and love, my beloved. That bliss expresses more than any of my words. I love you even more deeply, in the great, deepest gratitude. Sujan. I know, Sujan, but you know what we're talking about. And I know the dilemma many people have, I know. But when you really, your intentions are good and you're standing up for it, then integrate it more. Really see what you can do and what you want to do, and that you can handle it. Enough of this being goody-goody. Here, we don't care about goody-goody. We care about truthful people who do what they say. Then no problem. I'm so fed of all the people they're saying, blah, 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 and then nothing. Enough talk, show me what you have done. How is the injection? I hope it works.
And free in the sun.
I do a whole cleaning here today. Just have to sing a little bit in between, so it's not getting so serious. To deal with mind and personalities and ego and tired people who just wants to go to sleep is very we want to wake up, but we want to sleep. What? I want to wake up? What? Not easy to be a guru these days. Hey, so many sleepy people. Maybe you can do maybe a few changes. Few changes is possible. Not too many. No, you're asking too much. Beloved Master, can you help me to deal with this tricky blah 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 mind of mine? Sure. I believe that I'm being more aware of my patterns and dealing with issues which comes up in a more heartful way, not getting carried away with emotion so easily. But then incidents happen which show me that all is not so well. People know what you're talking about. Like Bauli, she knows very good. When everything is like, oh yeah, almost enlightened. And then suddenly, wah! Psycho comes. Mr. or Mrs. Psycho in the shower. Incident happens which show me that all is not so well. Well. It seems that rather than processing and letting these feelings go, I'm merely repressing them, which give more fuel to the mind and plants landmines for the future. In satsang, it all makes sense and there is no doubt. How can I integrate this trust in my life and truly let go at your feet, Rai? You cannot do it. How did you get this insight? Most probably by sitting here. I have no recipes. The only thing I know, I just sat with my master. I don't know, nothing happened, but many things happen. No, at least you start seeing something. You know how it is to be very well, and you know that it's not all so well. And you always have to be truthful with yourself. So that is good. So it seems that rather than processing and letting these feelings go, I'm merely repressing them. Repression is no good in anything. You have to let it out. Go on emptying. It's not about getting, it's about emptying. And that's the thing, you know, you can't just... And you have to come to a place where not just emptying it, you have to keep it clean. What I call the homework is you empty all these garbage that you've been carrying, you know, all ideas, personality, all these angers and jealousy. Just be open, available. So you're here with me, like you are in satsang. No, then you are safe. Because then you are in my energy. It's like the mind doesn't function so good there. And you have stood up for that. You are here. There's nothing to do, just stay put. And see these things and don't repress them, because that is the habit of the mind, to repress. Find new ways, even if it's not meditations. Go walking, babbling, blah, 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 to the trees or whatever, you know. They don't care, they don't get headache or anything, they are perfect. Much better than people. People can get annoyed, they can get headache, they can get tired, they think you are a fool, all these things. Just do it in nature, very safe. Get it out, scream in the pillow, not so much here because people think we are weird already in the valley, so.
Behave.
But don't repress, and then you see when things comes up, you give more fuel to the mind and plants landmines for the future. Yeah, see these instances now when you lose it, and be more aware next time. That is the whole thing. You have to catch yourself. The focus is not to catch the other. That's all you've been practicing now.
He said that she did that.
No, I know you have to catch yourself if you want to become alert. And by seeing it, you will go deeper. And I say that no effort is needed and everything is easy when you are natural. When you are in the flow, because then there is nothing disturbing it. But when you still have unnatural things that is disturbing you, when you're in unbalance, when you get angry, when you get upset, when all these things comes up, that means you are not in the flow. You are not natural. Then it's not easy. Then focus on what makes it difficult. You have to see those instances, what makes it difficult in your life, where do you lose your balance, and focus on that. First you have to see the enemy, otherwise you can never win. And with me, of course, then you go beyond that. Then it's no problem. That is the easiest, but you have to integrate it. It's always integrated in the center, you know. And in satsang, then you just relax with me into the center. Then there's no conflict. But on the circumference, there is much chaos. So don't get stuck there. Pay attention to what is real. That's what I'm doing, slowly, slowly calling you back home. My beloved Tanda Master, with grateful tears and joyful tears, snow white and rainbow colored tears, Bauli is bowing down, down, down to you, your limitless kindness and immense love. She is listening to you, beloved Master. Thank you, thank you. Your loving hand is always available to us, beloved. Bauli is keeping your hand in her hands. Only here, Bauli is relaxing. Yeah, I start understanding that, Bauli. You are safer. Just relax, okay? Be gentle. You have done enough now. Just relax. This pure love is touching something deep inside, inside of inside. Yes, only this love is my way. Yes, you know that this love is your way. But integration is hard. Living it is hard. Knowing that comes cheap, living it is difficult. Without words, my love is saying, I love you, my love. Sweet tears are pouring again. Nothing to do. Yes, welcome these sweet tears and melt. Beloved, let your Bauli fall down at your feet, quietly as snow, melt and disappear. Beyond any language, eternally yours, relaxing Bauli. Relax, Bauli. Keep this as a mantra. Melt, relax. Okay? Stay in the fire. Very good. To my beloved Mahatma Krishna, the King of Peace, love feels to send you a very warm hug as it has missed you so. There is no descriptions for what it is to see you again. Why you went so long away, Kaya? Did you get caught up there? You know, it's very easy to get involved again, no? You say there is no description for what it is like to see you again. And incredible innocence fills me pure like the land of snow. My beloved Krishna, your flute of love song and sang to me from afar, so I crossed the ocean like never before. Amidst the depths of quietude, I felt torn about sharing because I didn't want to taint the stillness with the I or me thought, but what to do when love is spilling over itself. What to do? Surrender to love. Love doesn't disturb silence. Love does silence more exquisite, more beautiful, more pregnant. Love and silence are best of friends. Love the silence more juicy. If it be my will, I would have been born Norwegian or maybe Brazilian to be near my beloved master. But perhaps that's irrelevant, as I was born with him dancing inside my soul. But if it's something, this I have learned, because I have done it myself in my whole life, then it's not difficult to make money to do these things. It's not difficult in the places like Norway and Canada and America and England and this. Look, all these poor Brazilians, they are coming all the time. I don't know how they manage, but they manage. So everything is possible if one wants. But it's very easy to be caught up. If it be my will, silence would swallow me whole. And we would sit in stillness. If it be my will, my innocent mind would surely find a way to never say goodbye. The invincible lines of you and I would all fall away, and we will waltz together through God's mystical door and enter the secret, sacred temple. Yes. If it be my will, my sweet Krishna love, my heart-kissed soul will dance with you to the end of endless love. So if it be my divine will, my beloved Gurudev, then please show me the way to the diamond shining in your heart. Humbly and reverently at thy lotus feet of love, where love loves and loves and loves some more. Yes. The thing is, there is no way it is the pathless path. The gateless gate, it is there, but nobody can see it. But you can enter, and you can walk on it too. And then only that appears, everything else disappears. So, if it be divine will, my beloved Gurudev, then please show me the way to the diamond shining in your heart. But I am helpless because these things happen. There is no description for what it is to like to see you again, you say. An incredible innocence fills me. Isn't that the way? When this incredible innocence fills me pure, there is no description, and there is no descriptions, and there is no path, there's no way either, but it is there. This innocence, this beauty, this pureness, it is there. How does this happen? So all I can say, follow your heart, follow your love, follow your truth. And if this happens, that silence, that beauty, that innocence, the purity, if that happens, then go where it happens. That integration is happening. That's all the mystics say, don't go with the thieves, go with the wise ones, no? Sit in the company of the enlightened ones. There's nothing to do. That is the place. If you want peace, if you want purity, if you want that, there's no description for that innocence. There's no teaching, it's beyond teaching, but it's happening. And it's much, much, much more important than any teaching, because these things happen. And nobody can say anything, but it's happening. This is how it always has happened. It's just to come closer. It's just to follow the heart. It's just to be total. That is how it happens. And we are lucky to be living in this side of the planet. That is possible. Welcome. You just relax and feel at home, okay? You brought me some coffee, I see. I know you like coffee. What? I brought you my most favorite organically grown delicious kick-ass coffee for you to enjoy some Canadian liquid love. I didn't know they had coffee there in Canada. No? That's like, maybe you should start growing hair also now. Let's have the coffee together. I'm going to have a retreat soon, the art of coffee drinking. Or rather, the sacred art of coffee drinking.